You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Matthew, is always a pleasure. Not the result Masandawana would have wanted last night. There's plenty to play for here, but of course it can all be redeemed at Loftus-Versfeld in just a couple of days' time. What is your assessment of the game last night?
Thank you very much, and morning to the listeners. I think what happened yesterday was just a big setback for Mamelodi Sundowns, because we thought at least, according to their plan, was just to get the away goal. But now, unfortunately, they come into the second half, the second leg, actually, trailing by a goal. And the results of Sundowns haven't been impressive, you know, in the previous matches.
Yeah.
So I'm a bit worried, you know, because the way Sundowns play, I think fatigue is just messing up with the team.
A lot of people have been saying that of late that perhaps the team is tired. But then there's the argument that when you're playing at this level and you want to be the best, it means you're playing all the time. Is it perhaps just a challenge or perhaps a shortcoming from just management broadly to make sure that the players are constantly refreshed? I mean, they have quite a big squad and a very talented squad as well. Has there not been good enough rotation across the different competitions?
I must say, I've seen Rulani Mokoena has tried, you know, to rotate the players, but it doesn't seem to be yielding any results. You see, like with professional players, much as they are being trained proper, but remember also, they are also human. And, you know, the muscles, sometimes they need to be relaxed. So you can see, I mean, you remember majority of the games, you know, that they've played, you could see that Sundowns players are no longer the same. You know, I mean, they were leading 2-0 against the Swallows, and Swallows had to come back from behind, you know, to equalize. They struggled against the University of Pretoria. I mean, they struggled against the Cape Town Spurs. You could see that, you know what, I mean, something is wrong here. However, you know, they've just lost the game in a while. I think in 44 games, you know, against this Tunisian team, because they have been on a roller coaster, you know, unbeaten up until last night when they lost to this one. But I'm looking at a better Sundowns next week. I'm sure that Rulani Mokoena knows that defeat next week will be out of the competition, and it's not something that he wants and his bosses wants. He's aware that the biggest prize at Mamelodi Sundowns is the Champions League, and they can still go through, you know, because look, I mean, a tough game, or the tough teams, it's Mazembe as well as Al Ahly, but I mean, this Tunisian team as well, you know, we know it's a tough team, but Sundowns, I'm sure that they can handle them next week.
There's also plenty to play for here, the FIFA Club World Cup as well. That should be a huge incentive for the players as well. Might it be enough? And if you add the local support as well, to maybe see a different Sundown side show up at Loftus?
Yeah, I'm sure they would want to win that one again, because it's still another opportunity. It's still another prize. It's still another, you know, accolade that they can put into Mamelodi Sundowns. But it's important, you know, for Rulani Mokoena now to stick to his basics. Because I know players like Temba Zwane, he's been playing, you know, each and every game. You look at Grant Yakana, you look at Motomi Mvala, Aubrey Mudiba, you know what I mean? But now again, even Ronan Williams, you know, because you could see the goal that he scored was from the rebound from Ronan Williams. So meaning, I think the players themselves, you know, they can't concentrate enough. So they need to hold on, you know, Mamelodi Sundowns. They've won the PSL so far. For this one, they need to hold on, because on the PSL, I'm sure that they are home and dry.
Indeed, indeed, Matthews, and we certainly hope that they do show up for that second leg at the Loftus-Versfeld Stadium in Pretoria next week, Friday, for the second leg. Not all is lost. They could certainly make a comeback. That was SABC Sports analyst Matthews Mpiti.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.